This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Folks, we are dealing with the delusional people. The most delusional people in the world are the American left. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. We are talking about calm and panic, the yin and the yang. When I started doing these sort of theme shows, I would just pick a topic like, you know, fortitude. So there may be fortitude, somebody willing to carry on, but there's already somebody ready to give up. So I was thinking, maybe we need to cover both sides of it. Because let me tell you what you have. You have fortitude. You have calm. There's a calm that comes over you when you are fighting for righteousness. There is. I'll tell you, when I was a kid, I thought about death. I mean, you think about death because you know it exists and all that. But as a kid, you think you're bulletproof. But I remember when I would be contemplative about death, I would be like, man, I don't want to die. You know, man, I'm young. I don't want to die. I just want to be like, you know, have my life. And as you get older, you get calm about it. You know it's inevitable. You're like, it's going to happen. You know, you can't even control how it happens necessarily. You just know that it's going to happen. And you pray that it's in your sleep or doing something really cool, you know, so it isn't like, you know, you're with ISIS getting your head cut off. But other than that, you know it's going to come, and you discipline the idea. And there's a calm that comes from it because you know what you've done. Over the years, you've learned to discipline the idea that you're not going to live forever. As a kid, you don't think about it. So when you're forced to think about it, you're like, oh, shoot, I'm not going to live forever. Well, it still looks like a long time. It's like 50, you know, 70 years away. So it feels like a long time. But when you get in your 50s or your 60s, you start going, you know, I'm on the other side of that hill. And so it is coming, and you have a calm, but you've trained yourself for that. You understand the inevitable. And as I tell you all the time, if you're a Christ follower, you're going to win. You're going to win in the end. All these people are out there going, oh, man, I don't know about this God thing. That seems like a weird concept. Okay, if you look at the makeup of the universe and you can't believe in God, shame on you. If you are a Christ follower, as flawed as you are, if you do the things that God wants you to do, because we're never worthy. No matter how much good we do in this world, we're never worthy of entering the kingdom of heaven. But if you believe in this and you know, go talk to your pastor about it, but you're going to get there because you have this faith in this other thing. That's really all it takes. It requires you to believe that other thing exists. And so if you do, and I'm not telling people that, you know, I'm not making people become religious, but when you have that, you get a calm about you. I can speak to it firsthand because my brother was saved years ago, became a pastor, and I've witnessed that calm. You just don't shake him. Doesn't really matter what happens. He's like, here's what it is, man. This is a temporary resting place. Don't take it too serious. Don't get too caught up in it. Don't get too caught up in your toys and your things and your legacies and all that. This is a resting place for you, dude. Get over it. The bigger thing's coming, and if you believe that, you don't worry about this. You have a calm. So you've trained for much of your calm. The left doesn't train that way. They don't believe in a higher power, accountability and things like that. For them, there is no moral core. The reason why you're calm about government is you've been saying this for a long time. Let me help you out here. You've been saying, you know what? Right wins in the end. Now, we've had the most corrupt government we've ever seen in the past 8 years. And you know what happened? The curtain got pulled back. And there's Obama in his black socks and my grandfather used to wear them in those boxer shorts, and pulling levers with George Soros up above him with the puppet strings. It's been pulled back. And it's only going to get worse. And you knew it. Why? Because that's how things correct. Evil doesn't win in the end. Period. It doesn't. It never does. The leftists think it do. Because they get their pensions. take a few vacations on you, laugh at you at their cocktail parties or whatever. But they don't win in the end. You do. Anyway, I want to talk about James Comey's new job. He's teaching a course on ethical leadership at William & Mary beginning in the fall. That's if he's not in prison. The course will meet primarily at the college's D.C. Center and once at the campus in Williamsburg, Virginia. And Comey, they say, is going to teach the course with Drew Stelgis, or something like that, Executive Assistant Professor of Education and Assistant Vice President for Student Leadership. He graduated from William & Mary in 1982, and they said, the school is thrilled. Let me tell you what's going to happen when this all shakes out. They will rescind this offer. Academia is going to get an overhaul. Hollywood's already going through an overhaul, but it's going to get worse. All these liberal institutions, these leftist institutions that have brainwashed kids, brainwashed some of you, you were, are going to get an overhaul. A much needed overhaul. Because they've been duplicitous to say the least. They say this class says, ethical leaders lead by seeing above the short term, above the urgent or the partisan, and with a higher loyalty to lasting values. More importantly, the truth. That's what Comey said. Building and maintaining that kind of leadership in both private and public sector is a challenge of our time. One of the most crooked people on the planet is going to teach ethics at a college. I want to let that sink in with you for just a second. They will rescind this offer. Trust me. Comey's in hot water more than you could ever know. But you know what the left wants you to do? They want you to believe they're calm. But here's the difference between the left and the right. Donald Trump is calm. He's been calm since the moment they accused him of whatever it was. Because Trump's like, I know I'm right, and I'll sue to prove I'm right. If I got to get every record, whatever it takes, I will sue. I'll have it by character. He'll do whatever it takes. Everybody doesn't have that opportunity. I remember when Mark Cuban sued the government. And he said it was a small amount. He spent more on attorneys than he did in the money that they were charging him. But he said it was the principle. But he said this. If I hadn't been a wealthy man, I couldn't have done it. And this fool is still a leftist. This is how sick that ideology is. The sickness of an ideology that would take a crook and give him a high six-figure job at a university and pretend that James Comey can teach these kids about ethics. It's sick. We got a lot to talk about, folks. We won't just be covering the FISA stuff. So hang in there. Listen to Kevin Jackson, KJRadio.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Let's do a little pop culture. What do you say? Have a little fun. I mean, we're about to have a blast. You're going to go through a news cycle over the next month, maybe longer. If they draw things out a bit, you're going to have a blast. You are going to be vindicated. You should be able to get in the face of a leftist and go, "What I tell you?" Yeah. See what they have to say. What did I tell you? I told you that dude was crooked. I told you it was a bunch of lying scumbag, whatever. You handle it any way you want. You can keep it above bro. Hey, listen, just out of curiosity, what do you think about Hillary Clinton going to prison? You know, just out of curiosity, what do you think about finally having proof that Barack Obama actually did wiretap Donald Trump and he broke a bunch of laws? What do you think should happen to him? You know, if you want to keep it highbrow, keep it highbrow. I'm going to be like totally ghetto. That's what I'm talking about. I'm going to be like, "Yeah, brother, uh-huh," holding my crotch, the whole deal. I'm going to be straight up ghetto. Yep, certainly am. Hey, I'm going to be at the Dorchester event at KYK, well, through the radio station up in Salem, Oregon, KYKN. My buddy Gator, owner of the station, great man, a lot of good people up there. I cannot wait. Truly cannot wait to see you folks again. So I'll give more specific details when it gets a little bit closer to the event, but I will be at that event. So get your tickets. And, you know, I don't, you know, just come hang out. I promise you it's going to be a blast. We're going to have a good time. I'm going to give a speech that's going to rock your world. So let's be there. Anyway, $1,200 UGG boots. Have you seen these? These boots had to be done on a bet. Now, here's what I want you to picture. I want you to picture an elephant in boots. UGG boots are ugly. Anyway, thus the name, UGG, with two G's. UGG. Yeah, like ew. See, it's ew. And there's ew. That's what these are. These are UGG. They're ugly. And the UGG boots normally go up just above your ankle. These come up to your thigh. But they're made so that they fall and they wrinkle. Okay? Here's what they look like. And don't get offended. But they look like a fat dude, you know, his leg. A fat dude's legs. Or a fat girl. Take your pick. Fat person. Fat person. Fat LGBT. Take a pick. Q. LGBTQ. Yeah, let's pick on them. Fat LGBTQ legs. So they're... the ones I saw were brown, and they wrinkle up like a Shar Pei. You know what a Shar Pei? You guys know what a Shar Pei dog is. What kind of dog do you have? I know, I'm getting off the subject. So, it doesn't matter what kind of dog my producers have. So, but it looks like a Shar Pei. You know, little wrinkly dogs, or a what do they call it? The little terrier. The Pekingese, like a Pekingese. Because they breathe like that. Don't ever sleep in a room with a Pekingese. Whoo! Those dogs snore. But that's what they look like, going up your leg, and it wrinkles down, and these boots, these UGG boots, are $1,200. Let me tell you something. I know ladies like their shoes, but if a girlfriend, wife, whatever, of mine bought those boots for $1,200, and I mean, I'm going to have to tell you, we would have to have a conversation. Because, number one, why would you do that to your legs to make them look like they're Shar Peis hanging off your legs? Why would you do that? If you got pretty little legs, show your legs. That's why the boots, I'm just going to put it this way. There is nothing sexier than, a boot, a woman wearing a heel boot, you know, in a nice dress or whatever. I mean, just the way that the boot makes makes your foot, walk. That's why they make them. Let me tell you, you wear flats, you can be pretty. The guy will go, wow, she's really pretty. Put a girl in flats and boots, and the dude is like, wow, she gained a one. You know, like, if you're an 8, you're a 9. Period. Boots do that. Not UGG boots. UGG boots take you from whatever your number is down 2. I'm being serious, ladies. Stay away from the UGG boots. All right. Here's our next pop culture thing. You may not even know who this is. You guys know you guys are young enough. You know who the situation is, right? Yeah. So 99% of the audience doesn't know who the situation is, but I'll tell you. So there was that show Jersey Shore, and one of the Italian dudes, he called himself the Situation. I don't know why. I heard an interview with Ludacris. Do you know who Ludacris is? You guys know who Ludacris is. I'm talking to the audience. I know you guys know. Ludacris is a rapper. And I heard an interview where he said, yeah, I just took the name Ludacris because, you know, I was like, you know, it was Ludacris. I was doing, you know, it was two sides to me, and I would do, you know, be really nice, and I could do some really stupid stuff. So I was like, this is Ludacris. And so he took the name. That's how he gave himself the new name, Ludacris. Congratulations, Ludacris. By the way, don't ever watch that kid act. He's the worst actor. I spent 10 minutes of my life, I wish I could get back, watching parts of Fast and Furious, one of them, and Ludacris was absolutely horrible. Back to the Situation. The Situation is an Italian dude in Jersey Shore. I don't even know the other. There was a girl that got real popular, like Snooki or Nucky or whatever. Nucky or Snooki? Snooki, right? Snooki. And the Situation, I don't know if this is a brother or cousin or whatever, but he's an Italian dude. And I just remember the dude always, you know, tanning, and he always wore shirts that kind of showed off his physique. And it wasn't like his physique was super hot or anything, but he would show off his physique. And he was just trying, you know, gave himself the name The Situation. Who gives yourself the name The Situation? But anyway, The Situation left. Jersey Shore got canceled, which I don't know how much money they made. I don't think in those reality shows you make a whole lot of money, but you try to get your brand going. from there. So the situation gets his brand going. He's making money, probably giving speeches, appearing in different places. I don't know. And he's guilty of tax fraud. Yeah, guilty of tax fraud. It's not like, you know, it's not earth-shattering. It isn't like we found out that Hillary Clinton has been cheating on her Clinton Foundation taxes, which she is. We ran the numbers on her. What Hillary did is just amazing. The situation needs to call Hillary and say, look, who's your attorney, Hillary? Because I could use that guy right now. Who is Hillary's attorney? I don't know who it is, but remember when the Clinton Foundation had to refile? And then they were like, no, we got a clean bill of health from some agency that they donate money to or whatever. The Clintons are dirty, going down, and the situation needs to get their lawyer to keep his butt out of prison. I don't know what's going to happen, because I guess if it's a tax mistake, then you just pay the fine, right? I'm asking you guys, like you know. If it's a tax fraud, then you do some Martha Stewart time, you know, or no, Leona Helmsley. You do some rich white woman time. Yeah. You got those two. We got anything else in pop culture? I don't like these reality shows. I watch Million Dollar Listing. You guys watch that? I like that show. Now, and I don't even know why. It's kind of a train wreck. There's a bunch of pretentious people that are the sellers. But the people that are developers and buyers, I'm floored when these guys throw away money. Like, they throw it around. Like, I watched a lady walk away from like $1 million more on a house. She's like, no, I'd rather sell to somebody that's going to treat it the way I think they'll treat it. Wow.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Radio show.
Remember what Pelosi said. She said it's going to be Armageddon if this tax bill passes.
Right. People are going to
now
die.
Now you have more than a million people that have received more than $1 billion between it just in bonuses. And just think, starting next month and in March, people are going to be taking more home in their paychecks because the withholding tables are coming out. But what's even more interesting that no one talked about prior, we know the freeze that is going on and the energy costs. Look, energy company after energy company lowering their rates because of the tax benefit and passing that on to their customers. So you're seeing it in so many, from your wages, from the minimum wage going up, from maternity leave being longer, to now even some of your bills being less because of this tax bill. This really is the start of America's comeback.
America's coming back. Welcome back, everybody. Whoa, America's back. America is back. MAGA, make America great again. People know that. They know MAGA instantaneously. America first. What do you say? That was a McCarthy. And he's talking about all the things that are this tax plan has done. How can you argue with this? This is why I said, forget all the scandals. How do you argue with this? Donald Trump said, I'm going to not only keep business here, I'm going to bring it back with a tax cut. How do you argue with people getting $1 billion in their pockets instantaneously? How do you argue with the free market giving raises, raising its own minimum wage standards, not government forcing them, just doing it? How do you argue with that? How do you argue with success? Democrats will find out how to do it. Democrats will do it every time. They don't care. They don't care that Donald Trump's tax cut is successful. They will sell it like it's Lucifer created it himself, and you are going to burn in AT double cricket socks for doing for being part of it. Whatever. If you take that money, you're going to rot. That money is no good. You know, bad juju. So that's just what they do. But here's what's interesting. The Democrats believe this strategy is going to work. They bet on the all-in strategy that if none of us vote for this tax cut, and we can sell this tax cut as for the rich are getting richer, nobody's in this, that, and the other, and it is totally backfired. Now, I'll ask you this. You think they're calm about this new development, or you think they're panicked? Because let me tell you something. When Donald Trump said he needed to cut taxes, he didn't think about it. He didn't poll test it. You know, he didn't try to find out what are people's. He knows it's your money. We need to give it back. You're going to do the right thing by it. You're going to put it back in the. You're going to put it into an economy that's growing. Let me tell you, one of the first things that many people in America did
When they got that money back, they said, I need to put this money in the stock market. You'd be crazy to be missing the stock market right now. I know Kevin is due for a correction, and you'd be crazy not to be in the stock market taking something. If you have, I'll put it to you this way. If you'd had 500 bucks and you put it in Boeing rose 139% or something like that since election time, since Donald Trump got elected. And this is after Donald Trump said to Boeing, if you don't get your act together and building Air Force One, I'm going to pull that contract from you. Yeah, it's after he threatened them. Their stock has gone up 139% or something like that. Caterpillar, all these companies shooting up. And you say, well, it's due for a correction. We're not talking artificial. He's not putting money in there and, you know, printing it and going, okay, look at what the economy's doing. He's saying, nope. And I'm still going to – I haven't done this yet, but maybe you guys can do it during the next break. I know we don't have a whole lot of show left, but maybe so. But I said, Donald Trump has held our debt relatively steady. I said this the other day. You know, how do you do that? This man is calm. See, timid men prefer the calm despotism to the tempestuous sea of liberty. That's what Thomas Jefferson said. Trump's not a timid man. He's saying, we don't need big government. You don't need it either. But let me tell you what the left is going through right now. And this is a quote from Ovid. He says, the man who's experienced a shipwreck shudders even at a calm sea. That's what you have on the left. These are people that have been through a shipwreck. They don't know what to predict with Obama. Sure, his elitists got rich. You, at the base level, what he would call Main Street, you got ripped off. Wall Street made out like a bandit. Main Street got ripped off. You don't know if you're going to have a job. You don't know if you can get a job. You don't know if you're going to pay your bills, blah, blah, blah. Barack Obama hoped that your electricity would go higher. He said it. He says, I hope gas turn goes to $7-$8 a gallon. That'll force you into renewable energy. And oh, by the way, that's going to be more expensive initially and probably for a long time. He didn't care. He wanted that. You just heard McCarthy say, electric companies are giving people something back. Now, let me explain to you what happens when the electric company, see, that's the way black people say electric. We don't use that first E. You can have that E. Give it to a Polish dude. He can put it between that S and the Z. Anyway, what Donald Trump did by lowering these costs and giving money back to these utilities is he gave everybody a raise. If you're on a fixed income and you save $50 on your electric bill, you got a $50 raise. You got money maybe for a movie. Forget the tax base. I mean, if you're poor, you're probably not going to be getting a lot of money back necessarily. But you're going to get raises in these other things. Food cost is going to go down. That's what I was really trying to say. I just didn't finish it. But for you all out there going, you hear that? You hear what Kevin's saying? He's probably in there smoking weed. I don't smoke weed. But do you get what I'm saying? These are things that impact everybody. Wait till these checks start going back. When people's checks are larger, because when they do those withholding tables he was talking about. So let's say you theoretically were going to get back $1,000 last year, and suddenly you're getting back $3,500. So instead of $100 being in your, you know, out of your paycheck, you're going to have $200 in there because it's going to be a delta. You're going to be like, what? Why's my paycheck bigger? Trump tax cut. This kicks in March. What do you think is going to happen by November? Forget, I told you, take politics out of it. Take the scandals that's going to come up and they're going to just be bleeding the Democrats dry. Take those out. What do you think is going to happen in November? Everybody's talking about Donald Trump's concerned because, you know, they've been losing these elections. Donald Trump is calm. Calm. There was another calm quote that I want to tell you about, a guy named Johann Gaspar Leviter, and he says this, he who seldom speaks and with one calm, well-timed word can strike dumb the loquacious is a genius or a hero. And what he's describing there, years ago, Johann Donald Trump on Twitter. Donald Trump correcting the record, doing what he does best, taking a very small number of words and just blowing away those who speak lots. Barack Obama talking about, he gave a 4 minute plus speech. I ain't even going to say his name, but you know who I'm talking about. He's saying he's going to save Kerry. They all say that. They all come in here and what's he going to do? You know, wave a magic wand? And he went on to say that not only is he not going to save Carrier, he's not bringing manufacturing back. You need to get used to, and here are the two words you should keep in mind, the new normal. That's what Barack Obama called it. And these knucklehead leftists have the nerve to tell us Trump is inheriting Barack Obama's economy. You got Apple going, Tim Cook, gay leftist leader of one of the largest companies in the world, and he says, nope, I'm doing it for the tax cuts. Talked about it the other day. There's no sense belaboring it. Just telling you, folks, the left have to panic. And a panicked person doesn't do very well in any situation. Panic causes tunnel vision. It causes you to see, you know, a hopeless situation, and you say, this is the only way out, and you're not able to think because your mind gets cluttered. I don't know chemically what's going on. I could give you some theories, but it doesn't help you. Calm acceptance of danger, calm acceptance of the inevitable lets you assess the situation better, and then you see the options available to you, and you take them. What the left told you about Donald Trump is what they told you about themselves. He's reckless. He's unhinged. They are. He's calm. He knows the direction he wants to go. No big issue at all. He was laser focused on tax cuts. When Donald Trump implemented the tax cuts, you didn't go a year waiting on a website to be developed. It worked, and it worked right away. Wait till you see the rest.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, pardon the advertising interruption to your radio program. Do yourself a favor and please listen carefully. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or other male prescriptions in the last few years, you need to hear about Noxetril, the super pill that will transform your sex life forever. You see, Noxetril has been formulated and developed in U.S. FDA labs, and it's the real deal. Noxetril works, period. Strong results that increase blood flow fast. And best of all, there are no side effects like prescription meds. After years of research, the developers of Noxetril got it right. This remarkable pill is off the charts. Right now, we encourage you to take advantage of our incredible free bottle offer. So what are you waiting for? Noxetril. It's that good.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-993-2380. That's 800-993-2380. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-993-2380. 800-993-2380.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show. Let me tell you something that we as conservatives have been wanting for some time. Accountability. Accountability in government. So let me give you an example of where that accountability is needed to occur and how we've been, I don't know, held hostage to some degree by these rogue legislators. By the way, KJRadio.com. Or if you want to call the show, 844-551-8255. Sanctuary cities. Illegal. Illegal on their face. There is no way that a city can tell somebody who's illegal in this country, we will protect you over the rights of other citizens. And that is exactly what's been happening. This case, was it in L.A.? Where this guy shot... He shot two deputies and killed them and hijacked the car. And his excuse was he was high on dope. But then when he got into court, he tried to get an insanity plea and try to, I'll kill more of them MFs and all these other things, and starts going bananas. And he's a crazy guy. Was it drug-induced or whatever? I don't know, don't care. But here's what's interesting. He had been deported, came back over, deported again, drug issues, drug charges, you know, not a solid citizen. Now, there was a lot of news coverage about this guy prior to all the other stuff that's come up where we know that the Democrats are now, number one, using Dreamers because they want votes. We also know that they try to cheat Donald Trump out of the election. They use the office of the FBI, the NSA, to spy on Trump. They use the FISA courts, so they got the legislators, the judicial involved, and on and on. And so it takes a little bit of the steam out of the fact that some crazed illegal who's been back and forth over here because of our porous borders and the fact that we don't have a wall, and he killed two law enforcement officers. By the way, plug for Bleeding Blue, my movie. We're lining up people who are willing to do a showing for us. I'm going to tell you right now, it'll cost you between $1,000 and $1,500 if you want to do a showing. I'll help you promote it. Well, I hope I can get some folks up in Oregon to do it. Hope I can get some folks up in Utah. Wherever we're doing, got the show. St. Louis, many others. Sign up. Get on these. We'll get the website isn't up to date right now, but it will be literally in a couple days. And you can go there, sign up, tell us you want to do a showing. So we're doing a big fundraiser for it here in a few days, actually. But that movie becomes more important when you see stories like this. The left don't even care. They don't care that this guy killed two law enforcement officers, hijacked somebody's vehicle, and had committed all other kinds of crime. Dope crimes, kidnap, I mean, you name it. He's got a rap sheet now for sure. He's in court laughing at us in a sanctuary state, probably a sanctuary city. There is no such thing. California's top elected official, Jerry Brown, Moonbeam, is nothing more than a common criminal. Because I'll ask you this. Here's a scenario. See, in America, we're taught to help people, even in the People's Republic of California. So I want you to imagine if a man comes to your doorstep. He's hungry and he's disheveled, possibly homeless. You don't know. You're just looking at him. He's a mess. Your humanity kicks in because that's what it does for all of us. So you say, you know what? I don't have a whole lot to offer, but I'll give you some leftovers from the family dinner. I'm going to give you a blanket to keep warm. Guy seems harmless. So you extend your hospitality even further. You say, you know what? Why don't you sleep in the garage just for the night? And that's when things go bad. Because your neighbor recognizes the guy. And as it turns out, he's a fugitive. Wanted for the murder of a young girl. So it was a bad idea that you let the guy stay there, right? Could have killed your family, could have killed your daughter. But again, you're a leftist. You're a humanitarian. You want to help. Your neighbor calls the police, who shortly thereafter show up, and they arrest this wanted criminal, this fugitive. But now, guess what? You're in hot water. Yeah, you've aided and abetted a criminal. And that's what you're charged with. Now, too bad you're not a Clinton. You might get away with it. But when you meet with the district attorney, you tell him, look, I didn't know this guy was a homeless, you know, was a criminal. I thought he was a homeless beggar. And he explains the old legal axiom, and I'm sure you've heard it. Ignorance of the law is no excuse. And now here's the twist. That's the same scenario that you could describe for us with these so-called sanctuary cities, because America's cities are overrun at times with illegals doing what? Knocking at the door, metaphorically. Certainly, most are just hungry, cold, and wet. But some of them carry a little bit more baggage. They're hardened criminals, murderers, rapists. And the statistics bear it out. And leftists know far too often that illegal immigrants commit serious crimes like robbery, rape, and murder. They know this. But some states and municipalities aid and abet these criminals, even offering them housing, medical care, cell phones. Can you imagine if you had in your garage a person who killed somebody's daughter, a fugitive from justice, not that he's got to run in a sanctuary city, or a sanctuary state, and you're required to feed him, house him, give him a cell phone and pay the bill, and maybe even provide transportation. Some states even give these people voter registration cards. There was a story that they are doing voter registration drives in America for Mexicans. I've seen this story. Maybe we'll talk about that tomorrow. But the real reason they want them here, the real reason they're registering these people, is not because they want to help them. It's because they want their vote. And our government creates the very rules that would get you locked up that they won't even follow. San Francisco pays their criminals outrageous sums of money because of some loophole in the law. There was a guy that got turned over to ICE, illegal, and he got $300,000 because of some crazy ordinance in San Francisco that says, no, he should get some money. How many taxpayers paid that money? What could have happened? What could have been done with that money that would have been productive? So President Trump, he starts cracking down on these sanctuary cities day one. His passion for this issue came up when Kate Steinle got killed, and he was like, look, we got to do something. And a year after his election, California proves leftism is alive and well when they let her killer go free. So now Trump says, look, we got to start doing it. We got to make a difference. We got to hold politicians accountable. When they fail to obey the very laws set to protect our country, something's got to happen. And Jerry Brown, hopefully this spells trouble for him. There was an interview on Fox News with ICE Director Thomas Horman, and he declared, it's time to start arresting politicians in sanctuary cities and charging them with crimes. I 100% agree. They are daring us to do it. Neil Cavuto was the show that Horman was on. And these cities don't even cooperate with immigration at all. And he went on to talk about, well, it's a violation of, you know, eight sections, this, that, and the other, which they call it the alien smuggling statute. And he says, I've asked the Department of Justice to look into this. Can we hold them accountable? Are they violating federal law? And then he got pressed by Cavuto. He says, what do you do if the Justice Department says the law is being violated? Holman suggested the politicians be held personally accountable. He went on to say this. We've got to take these sanctuary cities on. We've got to take them to court. We've got to start charging some of these politicians with crimes. He says these sanctuary cities are un-American. And according to Holman and the conversation that he was having with Cavuto, I'm thinking Jerry Brown should be the perfect poster boy for saying enough is enough. Brown, in October, signed a bill to make California the nation's first sanctuary state. Went into effect on January 1. Says, bars law enforcement officers in the state from arresting individuals based on civil immigration warrants, asking about a person's immigration status, or participating in a joint task force with federal officials for the purpose of enforcing immigration laws. State of California better hold on tight, Cavuto said. More citizens are going to die because of these policies. And when they say that the governor and the mayors and any legislators who allow this to happen are the ones who are going to be held accountable, you're going to watch this. Suddenly, everybody's going to go, no, we can't be doing that. What is the logic behind this? It's like James Woods said the other day. What kind of logic where we're having to fight to obey the very laws of the land? And these are not slavery or whatever. This is common sense legislation. Anyway, I'm going to have to leave it there. But, we've had a heck of a day. Boy, I tell you, it's going to be nothing but good news this week. You guys, hang in there. I promise you, stay calm. You're going to love it this week.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.